弟兄姊妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace to you all.
我们刚开始前，我们来读几处圣经。
Before we begin, let's read a few passages in scripture.
第一处在马太福音十一章二十八节到三十节。
The first is in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 to 30.
马太福音十一章二十八节。
Matthew chapter 11, verse 28.
凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
二十九节，我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
Verse 29, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
三十节，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
Verse 30, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
然后我们再翻到旧约路加这个路德记。
And in the Old Testament, the book of Ruth.
第三章。
Verse 3.
我们要念三节。
We'll read three verses.
第一个是第三章第一节。
The first will be chapter 3, verse 1.
路德记三章一节，路德的婆婆拿俄米对她说，女儿啊，我不当为你找个安身之处，使你享福吗？
The first is chapter 3, verse 1. Then Naomi, her mother-in-law, said to her, My daughter, shall I not seek security for you, that it may be well with you?
然后第三章第七节。
And then chapter 3, verse 7.
伯阿斯吃喝完了，心里欢畅，就去睡在麦堆旁边。路德便悄悄地来掀开他脚上的被，躺卧在那里。
When Boaz had eaten and drunk his heart, and his heart was merry, he went to lie down at the end of the heap of grain, and she came secretly and uncovered his feet and lay down.
然后我们再念十八节。
And then we'll read verse 18.
婆婆说：“女儿啊，你只管安坐等候，看这事。”怎样成就？因为那人今日不办成这事，必不休息。
And then she said, Wait, my daughter, until you know how the matter turns out, for the man will not rest until he has settled it today.
我们再有点祷告，来仰望我们的主。
Let's have another word of prayer to look upon our Lord.
哇，就像呢，诗歌告诉我们的，信靠耶稣何其甘甜。
Lord, just as the hymn says, how sweet it is to trust upon our Lord.
抓他话语做把握。
To grasp onto His word as a treasure.
安息在他应许上面。
Our rest is within His promises.
只知主曾如此说。
And the Lord will do as He says.
他是活神，不误事。
Because He is a living Lord.
父，我们仰望你，愿你。在我们当中向我们显现，借着你的话更多的说在我们里头的深处。
Lord, we seek you and we are willing to hear what it is you want to say to us from your word.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
垂听我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
Would you listen to our prayer? We pray this in the Lord's holy name.
Amen. 我前一阵子家人有点不舒服，住院，然后做了一些检查。
So recently, one of my family members wasn't feeling well and was hospitalized for some exams.
那同时呢，那个我孙女，他们一家人也都生病了。
And at that same time, my granddaughter and her entire family were also feeling ill.
那两边都需要照顾。
And both sides needed someone to take care of them.
那我们顿时就觉得在主里面的安息是何等的宝贵。
And then at that time, we felt that this peace and rest in the Lord was such a precious thing.
若不是没有主在我们里头，我们真不知道该如何来面对这眼前所处的一切的处境。
Yeah. And if we didn't have the Lord within us, I don't know really how we would have faced all of the situations.
那么正好我们南区查经也查到这个路德记第三章。
And also at that time, our southern family region Bible study was studying the book of Ruth.
那么这里面有一些功课我们可以来学习的。
I think there are certain lessons from this book that we can all learn.
路德记三章第一节我们刚念到哈，路德他的婆婆拿阿米对他说：“女儿啊，我不当为你找个安身之处，使你享福吗？”
So in Ruth chapter 3 verse 1 which we just read, Naomi her mother-in-law said to her, "My daughter, shall I not seek security for you that it may be well with you?"
这边提到这个安身之处呢，是指着一个归宿。
And so here this mentions security, which is about a shelter.
让他的后半辈子呢有个依靠，不是凭着他自己的努力才能够得到温饱。
It's so that she would have someone to lean upon for the rest of her life and not have to rely on herself.
那么在这个达比圣经里面提到呢，这个是用到这个 rest 是安息这个字。
So in the English Darby version, this is translated as rest.
那么意思是说他无忧无虑，然后没有牵挂，而且还有一个依靠。
So this means that she has nothing to worry about, and also that she has someone to support her.
她不用凡事呢自己去对付。
So she doesn't have to face any circumstance on her own.
这个呢，正是我们所遭遇的困境啊，总觉得分身乏术，力不从心。
And so this is talking about like any difficulties that we may face.
那么我们何等的渴望呢，从主那里得着安慰和扶持。
And so how we yearn for this comfort and the support from the Lord.
那我们在主里面得着真正的安息。
And then that's how we can also gain true rest in the Lord.
那么路德记呢，从这个拿阿米为路德他得着一个安息来起头。
And so Ruth from Naomi finds this rest.
然后在第七节我们看到波阿斯吃喝完了心里欢畅，就去睡在麦堆旁边，路德便悄悄地来掀开他脚上的被，躺卧在那里。
And so then in verse 7 we see that when Boaz had eaten and drunk and his heart was merry, he went to lie down at the end of the heap of grain, and she came secretly and uncovered his feet and lay down.
在这里呢，路德在波阿斯的脚前他找着了安息。
And here, Ruth is finding rest at the feet of Boaz.
那么最后呢，第十八节，她婆婆又说：“女儿啊，你只管安坐等候，看这事怎样成就。因为那人今日不办成这事，必不休息。”
So then, in verse 18, the mother-in-law Naomi says, "Wait, my daughter, until you know how the matter turns out. For the man will not rest until he has settled it today."
那么这个第三章呢，又结束在这个。安息上头，他也是提到波阿斯为着路德的安息而奔波。
And so this verse also ends with the word rest, in that Boaz will not, that Ruth will find rest with Boaz.
同样的，这个在大比上也是用到这个 rest 这个字， yes. 意思是说他必不歇下他的意思，必不歇下他的劳苦。
And so that in the Darby version it uses this word rest as well, meaning it can settle down all the difficulties.
在主里面的安息呢，是我今天的负担，要和各位交通的。
And so this rest in the Lord is the burden that I want to share with all of you today.
我们从这个路德记第三章里头来看呢，我们看看如何可以学到我们该学的这个安息的功课。
And so from Ruth chapter 3, let's see how we can learn this lesson of how to enter into the rest of the Lord.
这边有三件事情。第一个是十字架。
So there are three items. The first is the cross.
第二个是信心。
The second is faith.
第三个是等候。
And the third is to wait.
我们来看第一个十字架。
So let's look at the first, which is the cross.
那么这个路德记第三章呢，整件事情是在发生在这个播麦场上。
So the entire scene of Ruth chapter 3 takes place on the threshing floor of barley.
那么播麦是把这个稗子和麦子分开。
So threshing is to separate the chaff from the wheat.
这个正是代表着十字架的工作。
And this represents the work of the cross.
那么拿俄米呢，是预表着圣灵。
And Naomi represents the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵是按着人的心，是按着神的心意，把人带到十字架的面前。
And so the Holy Spirit leads man to the cross by the will of God.
我们每个人里面有不同的光景，有不同的遭遇。
And so all of us have different situations and different encounters.
那么也有不同的十字架的功课让我们来学习。
And we also need to learn different lessons from the cross.
这许多时候都并不是我们自己所愿意的。
And a lot of times it's not things that we are willing to learn.
也是我们一直想要逃避的。
And things that we want to avoid.
那像拿俄米她的丈夫以利米勒一样，为了逃避饥荒，来到了摩亚地。
So it might be like Naomi's husband Elimelech, who wanted to escape the famine and went into the land of Moab.
那么最终落到一个光景是他自己所没有预料到的。
And his final result was something that he had not anticipated.
那么我们面对十字架，我们要存心顺服，愿意把自己交在主的手中。
And so when we meet the cross, we need to be willing to submit ourselves completely.
愿意接受神的管教和对付。
And to accept the dealing and discipline of the Lord.
那么同时呢，我们也该谦卑俯伏。
And we also need to be humble.
承认自己的罪和自己的不足。
And to admit that we have fallen short in our sin.
我们实在需要神的救赎。
And we truly need God's salvation.
因为主耶稣他为我们的罪被挂在木头上。
Because for our sins, Lord Jesus was hung upon the cross.
他足以已经为我们成为了赎罪祭。
And he was our propitiation.
而救赎的工作已经完成。
And the salvation work has been completed by him.
所以我们来到十字架的面前，得连续蒙恩惠，来支取我们得赎的这个权利。
And so we can come to the cross and through his grace and his mercy gain the redemption.
那在新约这个路加福音十八章里面有个提到这个法利赛人和这个税吏的一个祷告。
And so in the New Testament book of Luke chapter 18, there is a mention of prayers by a Pharisee and a tax collector.
路加福音十八章。
And so that is in Luke chapter 18.
十一节。
Verse 11.
法利赛人站着自言自语的祷告说，神啊，我感谢你，我不像别人勒索不义奸淫，也不像这个税吏。
Verse 11, the Pharisee stood and was praying this to himself, God, I thank you that I am not like other people, swindlers, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector.
我一个礼拜禁食两次，凡我所得的都捐上十分之一。
I fast twice a week, I pay tithes of all that I get.
那么这是一个自义的人，他事实上并不需要神的救赎。
So this is a self-righteous man, and he doesn't think that he needs the Lord's redemption.
那么十三节讲到这个税吏啊，那税吏远远的站着，连举目望天也不敢，只捶着胸说：“神啊，开恩，可怜我这个罪人。”
But then the tax collector, standing some distance away, was even unwilling to lift his eyes to heaven, but was beating his breast, saying, God be merciful to me, the sinner.
所以我们要谦卑俯伏地来到神的面前，承认我们的罪。
And so we need to humble ourselves when we come before the Lord and admit our sins.
为要得连续蒙恩惠。
To receive mercy and grace.
让我们得蒙拯救。
So that we can be saved.
那么波阿斯呢，是预表着基督。
And so Boaz represents a type of Christ.
在第八节讲到，到了夜半，那人忽然惊醒，翻过身来，不料有女子躺在他的脚下，他就说，你是谁？
And so in verse 8 it says, It happened in the middle of the night that the man was startled and bent forward, and behold, a woman was laying at his feet. He said, Who are you?
那么我们来到主的面前，必须回答的问题，你是谁？
So when we come before the Lord, we need to answer this question, Who are you?
要想到我们不过是个罪人。
We need to think that we are only a sinner.
需要神开恩怜悯，让我们能够得着救赎。
We need the Lord to pour out His grace and mercy in order to be redeemed.
那么同样的，我们也看见同样的问题呢，拿俄米也问到。
And so Naomi also asked a similar question.
第十六节。路德回到伯伯那里，伯伯说：“女儿啊，怎么样了？”
And verse 16, when she came to her mother-in-law and said, she said, "How did it go, my daughter?"
这 David 的翻译就是说， 你是谁。
And in Darby, it is translated as, Who art thou? Who are you?
Naomi 呢意表圣灵。
So Naomi represents the Holy Spirit.
圣灵也时刻地提醒我们，让我们回想来数算我们自己的日子。
And so the Holy Spirit also constantly reminds us to think back and count our blessings from the Lord.
主在我们身上一切的带领，所施的一切的恩惠。
And to think about the Lord's leading us all the way and His grace.
这是圣灵要我们所回想到的，这他是谁。
And this is what the Holy Spirit wants us to think about when He asks, Who are you?
那么拿俄米呢，要路德所做的事情呢，或许是一件沉重的负担。
And the thing that Naomi asked Ruth to do, it may have been a burden to her.
但是路德呢，他愿意顺服。
But Ruth was willing to obey.
那主耶稣在马太福音十一章里面提到，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
And the Lord says in Matthew, Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
那么十字架是得着救赎唯一的道路。
So the cross is the only way to redemption.
神为每一个人所预备的都是不同的十字架的功课。
So what God has prepared a different lesson for everyone to learn from the cross.
唯有愿意摆下自己谦卑俯伏。
And only if we are willing to humbly lay ourselves down and be obedient.
那么神会施恩怜悯我们。
Then God will be graciously merciful to us.
也唯有在救赎主的脚前我们可以得着安息。
And it is only at the feet of the Redeemer where we can gain rest.
那么波阿斯就讲到，直到主为我们寻得的这个安息，他必不停歇。
And it says that Boaz would not have rest until he has found this rest for us.
这是第一个十字架的功课。
And this is the first lesson of the cross.
第二件事情我们讲到信心。
And the second thing we want to look at is faith.
希伯来书十一章第一节讲到。
So in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 it says.
信就是所望之事的实底，未信之事，未见之事的确据。
Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
那么路德他所盼望的呢，是得着救赎。
And so what Ruth hoped to find was redemption.
他按着律法上的定规呢，他跨出了第一步。
And so by following the rules of the law, she took that first step.
来去支取这份权利。
And then she used her entire might.
那么即便如此呢，路他还得看当事人是否有意愿来承诺。
And but even so, she needs to it's dependent on whether the other party is willing.
那么在波阿斯之前呢，他还有一个更近的一个亲属。
And so before, ahead of Boaz, there was even a closer relative.
那么之后呢，波阿斯给路德一个应许。
And so afterwards, Boaz gave Ruth a promise.
路德记三章十一节。
So in Ruth chapter 3 verse 11.
女儿啊，现在不要惧怕，凡你所说的，我必照着行。
It says, Now my daughter, do not fear, I will do whatever you ask.
十三节后头，我指着永生神的耶和华起誓，我必为你尽了本分。
And so in the latter portion of verse 13, it says, "Then I will redeem you as the Lord lives."
另外在这个十五节哈的后头也提到，波阿斯就搓了六簸箕大麦。帮他扛在肩上，他便进城去了。
And so in the latter portion of verse 15, it says that Boaz measured 6 measures of barley and laid it on her, and then she went into the city.
那波阿斯预表着基督。
So Boaz is a type of Christ.
路德呢，抓住他的话语做把握。
And so Ruth holds on to his words as an assurance.
她心中了有了这个确据。
And she has this pledge and assurance in her heart.
同时呢，波阿斯还给了她六簸箕大麦作为把握。
And so at the same time, Boaz also gives her 6 measures of barley as a guarantee.
以弗所书一章十三节、十四节告诉我们。
And so in Ephesians chapter 1 verses 13 and 14 it tells us.
十三节后头就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
In the latter portion of verse 13, it says, "You were sealed in Him with the Holy Spirit of promise."
这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据。
It was given to us as a pledge of our inheritance.
只等到神之名被赎。
With a view of redemption of God's own possession.
那么路德的信心是凭着神的话语。
So Ruth's faith is based off of the word of the Lord.
和着圣灵的印记。
And with the pledge of the Holy Spirit.
他不但赎回了产业。同时连人也得着了救赎。
So she was not only able to redeem her possessions or her property, but she also was able to redeem herself, the person.
诗歌刚唱的434节里面特别描绘出了这个路德的心情。
So the hymn we just sang, hymn 434, describes Ruth's heart.
那么提到信靠耶稣何其甘甜。
It says that it is too so sweet to trust in Jesus.
抓他话语做把握。
Just take him at his word.
安息在应许上面。
Just to rest upon his promise.
只知主曾如此说。
And just to know thus saith the Lord.
他是活神不误事。
For his, it's all the grace to trust him more.
这是第二件事情我们提到的信心的功课。
And this is the second thing, which is to learn the lesson of faith.
第三点呢，我们提到这等候哈，就安静的安坐等候。
And the third item is to wait, to be still.
在路德记最后十八节，婆婆说：“女儿啊，你只管安坐等候，看这事怎样成就，因为那人今日不办成这事，必不休息。”
And then the last verse, verse 18, the mother-in-law says, "Wait, my daughter, until you know how the matter turns out, for the man will not rest until he has settled it today."
安静等候是我们要学的功课。
So to be quiet and to wait is the lesson that we should learn.
像这个拿俄米的丈夫以利米勒，他为了逃避饥荒，不能等候。
So unlike Naomi's husband, Elimelech, in order to escape the famine, he fled and he couldn't wait.
他到了这摩亚地。
And so he went to the country of Moab.
这个是凭着他自己所做的拣选。
And this is based on his own choice.
所以结局是他没想象到的。
And so the end was not what he expected it to be.
那么对以色列人来说呢，土地是耶和华所赐的产业。
And so to the Israelites, this land was an inheritance from the Lord.
不得轻易的放弃。
And so you can't give it up lightly.
因着耶和华的信实。让我们得着喂养。
And so by the faithfulness of the Lord, they would have been fed by the yield of the land.
这个喂养呢，不只是填饱了肚子。
And to be fed is not just to have a full stomach.
而是有牧养的意思。
It also has this meaning of shepherding.
以赛亚书四十章十一节告诉我们。
So in Isaiah chapter 40 verse 11 it tells us.
他必向牧人牧养自己的羊群。
Like a shepherd, he will tend his flock.
他用背膀聚集羊羔，抱在怀中，慢慢引导那乳养小羊的。
In his arm he will gather the lambs and carry them in his bosom. He will gently lead the nursing ewes.
所以这个喂养同时包含了这个牧养的意思。
So to feed also incorporates this meaning of shepherding.
那诗篇三十七章第三节。
So in Psalm chapter 37 verse 3.
你当倚靠耶和华而行善，住在地上，以他的信实为粮。
Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and cultivate faithfulness.
同样的二十七节，你当离恶行善，就可永远安居。
The same chapter, verse 27 says, "Depart from evil and do good, so you will abide forever."
二十九节，一人为义人必承受地土，永居其上。
Verse 29, the righteous will inherit the land and dwell in it forever.
那么我们举凡 一切生活起居，我们的前途，我们的未来，都在他的手中。
So for our daily living, our current lives and our futures, they are all in the hand of the Lord.
我们若对神忠心，他必以信实来带我们。
And so if we are faithful to the Lord, then he will be faithful to lead us.
诗篇37篇第4节提到。
So Psalm chapter 37 verse 4 mentions,
你当默然倚靠耶和华，耐心等候他。
Delight in yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart.
除非我们学会了这个安息在主的面前，便永远无法经历到他的平安。
So unless we learn this lesson of rest before the Lord, then we will never really experience his peace.
那么我们里面的不安呢，多半是因着我们对怀疑神的良善和公义。
And this unsettledness, unrest in us is because we doubt his goodness.
诗篇62篇第5节。
Psalm chapter 62 verse 5.
我的心啊，你当默默无声，专等候神，因为我的盼望是从他而来。
My soul wait in silence for God only, for my hope is in him, is from him.
诗篇65篇第1节提到。
And in Psalm chapter 65 verse 1, it states,
神啊，西安的人都等候赞美你，所许的愿也要向你偿还。
There will be silence before you and praise in Zion, O God, and to you the vow will be performed.
我们要安下心来，降服在主的面前。
And so we need to quiet our hearts and submit ourselves to Him.
要安静，耐心的等候。
And to be silent and peacefully wait for Him.
安稳的歇息在他膀臂中。
And this rest is within his arm.
神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守我们的心怀意念。
And this peace which surpasses the world's understanding, in the Lord Jesus will be our guard.
那么最后呢，我们念希伯来书四章十一节。
And so then finally, let's read Hebrews chapter 4 verse 11.
所以我们务必竭力进入那安息，免得有人学那不信从的样子跌倒了。
Therefore, let us be diligent to enter that rest, so that no one will fall through following the same example of disobedience.
安息呢，不是说躺下来什么事都不做。
So rest does not mean to lay down and do nothing.
我们要竭力的进入那安息。
We have to be diligent in entering into that rest.
那我们通常碰到难处的时候，总是会想办法来自己解决。
So when we meet difficulties, we always try to solve it up with our own strength and understanding.
这边告诉我们要安下心来，耐心的等候仰望神。
And so here it tells us to calm our hearts and to patiently wait for the Lord.
虽然是件不容易的事情。
And so of course it's not an easy thing to do.
所以这希伯来书里面。这里面来勉励我们，必要竭力进入了安息。
And that's why the book of Hebrews encourages us to diligently enter into this rest.
以赛亚书四十章三十一节提到。
So in Isaiah chapter 40:31 it says,
但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不缺疲乏。
Yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary.
我们要背起自己的十字架来跟从主。
And so we need to pick up our own cross and follow after the Lord.
抓住他的话语做把握。
And to grab onto his word as a pledge.
安静等候在主的面前。
And to be silent and still while we wait before the Lord.
那神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里面保守我们的心怀意念。
And so that the peace which surpasses all understanding from the Lord and from the Lord Jesus Christ will guard our hearts and our thoughts.
让我们彼此勉励，愿神祝福他的话语。
And may we encourage one another and will God bless his word.
我们再有些祷告。
And let's have another word of prayer.
父啊，让我们真是背起自己的十字架来跟随我们的主。
Father, will we truly each carry pick up our own cross and follow after you?
抓住主的话语做把握。
to hold on to your word as an assurance.
因为他是活神，必不误事。
And because he is our living God and will not fail us.
让我们耐心地等候在主的面前。
And will we patiently wait before the Lord.
那神所赐出人意外的平安必在我们里面续守。
And so with the peace of our God be upon us.
感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
听我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
And we listen to our prayer and pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus' precious name.
Thank the Lord for the message given through our brother.
感谢弟兄所释放的信息。
With that same heart, let's turn to our first reading in John chapter 14.
让我们先翻开这个我们要读的经节的第一个经节，约翰福音的第十四章。
For sake of time, I'll just ask if I could read this, these passages in English, and then for those who read in Chinese, if you could just read along as I read in English.
所以我就在这个地方用英文全部读一遍，然后读中文的弟兄姊妹，你们可以在我读英文的时候自己看中文的经节。
We're actually going to start in chapter 13 just to give some context. This is during the Lord's Last Supper. We start in verse 36 of chapter 13.
给大家一个上下文的理解，这个十三章是在说到主的晚餐。
Verse 36, Simon Peter said to him, Lord, where are you going? Jesus answered, Where I go, you cannot follow me now, but you will follow later. And Peter said to him, Lord, why can I not follow you right now? I will lay down my life for you. But Jesus answered, Will you lay your life down for me? Truly, truly, I say to you, a rooster will not crow until you deny me three times. Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God.Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way where I am going. And Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How do we know the way? And Jesus said to him, I am.The way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. If you then turn to Luke chapter 10.
下面我们翻到路加福音的第十章。
And we'll read a very well-known story of Mary and Martha, starting from verse 38.
我们读路加福音第十章三十八节开始的关于马大和玛利亚的故事。
And it reads, Now as they were traveling along, he entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister called Mary, who was seated at the Lord's feet, listening to his word. But Martha was distracted with all her preparations.And she came up to him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the serving alone? Then tell her to help me. But the Lord answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered about so many things. But only one thing is necessary. For Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her.Let's turn to now 2 Corinthians.
下面我们再翻到哥林多后书第四章。
Chapter 4, verse 6.
哥林多后书第四章第六节。
For God who said, "Light shall shine out of darkness," is the one who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. Lastly,
最后
Psalm chapter 27.
我们翻到诗篇的第二十七章。
Verse 8.
二十七章第八节。
This is David speaking. When you said, "Seek my face," my heart said to you, "Your face, O Lord, I shall seek." Just go to the word. Just go to the Lord to pray for the sharing of His word.
我们来到主的面前，有一些祷告。
Lord, we just come before you in much weakness.
主，我们来到你的面前。
And we just ask, Lord, that you can open our eyes.
主，我们求你开我们的眼睛。
That we may see you in all your beauty.
让我们能看见你，看见你所有的荣美。
Lord, have mercy on us.
主，求你怜悯我们。
In your name we pray.
我们是奉你的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So this time around, the burden of my sharing is something that the Lord had been teaching me a long while back.
这次我里面的负担所要分享的是主从很早以前就在教导我的一件事情。
And I remember the years back when the Lord had saved me sometime around middle school.
我记得在我上初中刚得救的时候。
I remember how much I loved church back then.
记得那个时候我是多么的爱教会。
While most kids were looking forward to going home during the weekend and playing video games, I was looking forward to going to church on Friday for Bible study.
当周末到来，其他的孩子心里都在想着回家打游戏的时候，我在每个星期五就盼着周五查经的到来。
And I remember during high school when we go through the school days, the lowest point of the week would be when church was over on Sunday.
在高中阶段，整个高中阶段，我每一周的最低谷实际上就是每个主日结束的时候。
And so for me, church was home. It was life.
那个时候对我来说，教会就是家，教会就是我的生活。
Church was everything to me.
教会是我所有的一切。
And then in my late teens, things started to kick into gear a little bit more.
后来到了我teenage 的后面的一段时间，慢慢我就进入状态。
And slowly I'd been given more services and more and more meetings were added into my schedule.
慢慢的我被赋予了更多的这个服事，我的日程里面有越来越多的聚会。
And I quickly went from being a mere spectator to being a casual participant.To then being the one doing most of the talking during the meetings.
慢慢的我就从一个旁观者变成一个时不时的参与者，再到最后我成了这个在聚会当中常常需要主要说话的那一个。
And then I remember years and years went by, service after service, and it was sometime during the waning phase of the pandemic.
多年过去在这个疫情快结束的这个一个主日。
There was one Sunday, I was just sitting there at church in my usual seat.
我在教会坐在我素常坐的那个位置上面。
And then suddenly it hit me.
突然有一个感觉临到我。
I didn't look forward to church.
我怎么心里对教会没啥盼望了。
And I remember there was an an eerie sadness that I would feel for many weeks on end.
我记得这种奇怪的悲伤的感觉在我的心里存留了好几个星期。
Because I remembered what church was to me before, I could no longer find that joy.
因为我记得从前教会对我来说是多么大的一个喜乐，但是现在这个喜乐我找不到了。
And it seemed as if the more church I did, the harder it was to find that joy.
而且感觉这个去教会这个侍奉的越多，我里面越难得找回那个喜乐的感觉。
And you wonder, how could that be, right? How could one be so involved in the church scene, even studying my Bible at home, right? Conducting Bible studies at church, being up here leading the hymns, and then just somehow just miss it all.
你可能会问这怎么可能呢？以前那么爱教会的一个人，一个每天都在家里读经祷告，在聚会当中领查经，在这个讲台上面带领诗歌的，突然一下这所有里面的这个喜乐的感觉所有的就没了。
So much activity, so much to do, but then you just miss the main thing.
外面有那么多的事情要做，但是你就是错失了其中的一件。
And you might be quick to say that this is something of a modern 21st century problem.
你可能会说这个是21世纪的普遍的现象。
But if you look into his word, you will actually realize that the Lord has been dealing with this ever since the day he walked the earth.
但是你如果看圣经里面，耶稣从他在地上行走的那一天开始就在面对这样子的问题。
In that passage we just read in John, it was exactly what happened to his 12 closest companions.
我们刚才读的约翰福音的十四章就描述了这样子的情况发生在基督耶稣最亲近的十二个门徒的身上。
If you think of it, just to give a backdrop here, these disciples had 3.5 long, trying years getting 24/7 VIP access, front row court seats to everything that Jesus did.
我们想一想，这十二个门徒三年半以来经历了漫长而艰难的时光，在这所有三年半的时间里面，他们能够日夜的都能够接触到主耶稣，而且能够像在看这个球赛在前排一样看到见证耶稣他自己所说所做的一切。
If you ask me, that's quite a lot of time to get to know someone.
像这样的三年半的时间认识一个人的是非常的足够了，非常的长了。
But if you see, in the last week of Jesus' earthly ministry, when
但当我们看到基督耶稣服事的最后一周，
when you think that they get it all by then,
当我们觉得这个最后的时刻，十二门徒应该了解了耶稣所有的想法，所有的心意的时候，
it was actually then that the true colors were revealed.
恰恰是在那个时候，十二门徒他们真实的光景被显露出来。
And at that last supper, Jesus revealed to his disciples that he would be leaving them.
在最后的晚餐上面，耶稣告诉他的门徒说，他要离开他们。
And you could see the disciples like Peter and Thomas were getting a little spooked. They were asking, "Where are you going? Why can't I follow you right now, Lord? We don't know where you're going. How do we know the way?"
所以你们看到这个彼得和多马他们就显得有些惊慌，说你要往哪里去啊？我们为什么现在不能跟你去？
And you could just see how shallow their understanding of Jesus was.
从这里你们可以看到十二门徒对于耶稣的了解是多么多么的浅薄，多么多么的肤浅。
But it wasn't just a lack of knowledge. Because if you see, their hearts were in fear and distrust and unbelief.
但是这还不仅仅是在知识上的缺乏，我们看到这十二个门徒这个时候里面他们所存的是恐惧、不信任、不相信。
Because in chapter 14, verse 1, we see that the Lord comforts them, saying, "Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe in also in me."
因为我们看到这个约翰福音，十四章的第一节就说到，你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。
And so you could see that it was more than just a lack of understanding; it was a heart issue.
所以我们看到在这个地方。并不是一个从知识上不了解的问题，而是一个关于心的问题。
Their hearts were so far removed from his.
那个时候，门徒的心离主的心是多么多么的遥远。
And you'd think that spending 3.5 long years was enough for them to get it.
你们会认为这个三年半的时间对于这个十二个门徒来讲是足够长的时间来了解主的心意了。
If youActually think about it, out of the 100 billion people who have ever walked to earth, these are the 12 that should be the most to get it, you think, right?
想想看，全世界有100亿人，只有这12个门徒，他们能够有这样子的机会来认识主。
But see, going back 3 years, right afterThese disciples met the Lord and left everything to follow them. Things started to kick into gear real fast.
看到三年以前，当这十二个门徒他们舍弃自己所有的一切来跟随主的时候，他们就慢慢的看到一些事情进入状况。
You see that water was turned to wine. The blind were now seeing. The lame were now walking.
他们看到这个。变水为酒，看到瞎子看见瘸子行走。
The 5,000 were fed. They had power over demons.
他们看到5,000人被喂饱，他们看到胜过这个魔鬼的这样子权势。
Palm branches were waving, and masses were being drawn. Political authorities were stirred, and religious leaders were trembling.
他们看到棕榈树枝的摇曳，看到。众人都被耶稣吸引，看到这个政权被搅动，看到这个宗教领袖的里面的站立。
And so much was happening, so much activity, that it seemed that all the commotion was distracting them.
外面发生了这么多事情，看起来这样子的外面的喧嚣分散了门徒们的注意力。
And they missed the forest for the trees.
他们忽略了那不可缺少的那件事情。
They missed the provider for the provision.
他们忽略了那一位供应的人。
They missed the master for the ministry.
他们也忽视了事工的主。
They missed the very face of Christ.
他们都错过了基督的面。
And so when John 14:6 came, it was the very words that they needed to hear.
所以约翰福音十四章第六节是这些门徒非常需要听到的话语。
I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life.
这句经节说到，我就是道路、真理和生命。
It was as if you were saying, Thomas, you're so concerned about so many things. You want to know the direction for your life. What will happen to you? You want to know the way. But all you need to know is me.
这里就像耶稣对多马在说，多马，你实在担心的事情太多了。你想知道你生命的方向，你想知道什么东西会领导你，你想知道那条道路，但是你真正需要知道的是我。
And Philip, you said, show us the Father, and it will be enough. But Philip, have I been with you so long and you still don't know me? If you know me, that will be enough. For I am everything you need.
菲利，你说，嗯，把父显给我们看，我们就满足了。菲利，我和你在一起如此长，你还不认识我吗？认识我就足够了，因为我是你所需要的一切。
You see, this is what the Lord had been trying to get at with the disciples all throughout His earthly ministry.
你们看到，这是耶稣在他地上事工的时候一直想绕十二门徒所看到的。
Amidst all the healing and teaching and preaching, if you look closely, He would reveal little nuggets of Himself here along the way, trying to redirect their eyes. It's the main thing.
所以无论是在耶稣施行医治、教导或者是讲道的时候，他都会启示他自己。耶稣想把这些十二门徒的眼目引到他自己的身上，让他们看到那一件不可缺少的。
He would tell his disciples and all those who heard, I am the bread of life. He who eats me and drinks me will never hunger.
他告诉门徒说，我是生命的粮，到我这里来的就不饥渴，不口渴。
He would be trying to tell him, I am the light of the world.
他也告诉他们说，我是这世界的光。
I am the door.
我是那个门。
I am the good shepherd.
我是那个好牧人。
I am the resurrection and the life.
我是救赎和生命。
I am the true vine.
我是那个真葡萄树。
It was all about him.
这里所说的一切都是关于他，关于基督耶稣。
And this was exactly what he wanted his disciples to see.
这也正是基督耶稣愿意他的门徒所看见的。
And it's also my burden for this morning.
这也是我今天早上要分享的这个负担。
To keep the main thing, the main thing.
不可缺少的只有一件。
And it's my burden because, like myself, we're no different than these disciples.
这个成为我的负担是因为我们和那十二个门徒其实别无二致。
As I shared in the beginning, speaking for myself, and as many Christians also can relate, we so often separate Jesus Christ from Christian living.
就像我前面所分享的，嗯，包括我自己和很多的基督徒，我们常常把基督与我们的基督徒生活分隔开来。
And we just end up cruising on autopilot through the motions of religious duty.
最终我们落到一个光景，我们只是在这个流于宗教事务的表面。
And before you know it, and the scary thing is that sometimes we don't know it. Before we know it, we just end up just like the Colossians.
可怕的事情是有的时候我们根本就没有意识到，但是当我们意识到的时候，就发生像哥罗西书里面所提到的。
They were led astray from him and taken captive by human philosophy and empty deception.
就像哥罗西人一样，他们就被引诱离开了主，被这个人类的这个哲学所欺骗和俘虏。
To the point where Paul had to write a letter to wake them up.
到了一个地步，保罗必须写一封信给哥罗西人来警醒提醒他们。
And to tell them, Colossians, open your eyes to see that everything is in Jesus.
保罗说，哥罗西人啊，你们要睁开眼睛看看，凡所有的难道不都是已经在基督耶稣里面吗？
For all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form in him.
因为神本性的一切丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督耶稣里。
And we've been buried in him.
我们和他一同埋葬。
And raised up with him.
我们和他一同复活。
So walk in him.
所以我们理当遵他而行。
For you have been made complete in him.
因为你们在他的里面得了丰盛，得了完全。
You see, their whole lives had to be turned utterly upside down.
所以人的整个这个生命必须要被反转。
I tell you, when we see this all-consuming face of Christ, then so will our lives.
当我们看到基督耶稣殚精竭力的面容的时候，我们整个人的生命都当反转。
But the seeing of Christ is not an abstract principle.
看见耶稣这件事情并不是一个很抽象的一个原则，一个道理。
I used to think so, because I would hear it so often in church. Oh Lord, we want to see you, we want to see Christ.
我从前是这么认为这是一个非常抽象的一个概念，因为常常在教会里面就听见人说主啊，我想看见你，主啊，我想看见你。
But this scene of the person of Christ is so intensely practical.
但是看见耶稣这件事情是一个极其极其实际的事。
And so, with the remaining time I have, I just want to share two practical exhortations.
下面剩下来的时间，我想分享两个方面的劝勉。
I want to focus specifically on that well-known verse that our Lord said, "I am the way and the truth and the life."
我要重点在这个十四章第六节这一句经文，我是道路、真理和生命。
For sake of time, we'll be going into the second phrase of that verse, where he says, "I am the truth."
因为时间的缘故，我们看到这个十四章第六节的第二个部分，我是真理。
The word truth, which in Greek is aletheia, truth is one of the most used words in our Christian lingo.
真理，希腊文是aletheia， 它是在基督教的这个术语当中使用频率最高的一个词。
And so often we interchangeably use it with words like knowledge and doctrine or teaching or the word of God.
我们通常把真理这个词与知识、教义、教导、神的话、相互代替使用。
And so much of our Christian identity, our Christian living, is because of us being saturated in this truth.
所以我们基督徒的身份和我们基督徒的生活完全浸润在真理这件事情上。
But the reality is, the truth without Christ is absolutely nothing.
但是事实是没有基督的真理是毫无意义的。
And it says so explicitly, not just in John 14, but also in Ephesians, where it says in chapter 4, verse 21, that truth is in Jesus.
关于耶稣是真理这件事情，不但是在刚才所读到的约翰福音十四章第六节，而且在以弗所书里面也明确地说到，真理就是耶稣。
So to know truth is to know Jesus.
所以知道真理就是认识真理，就是认识耶稣。
But so much in Christianity, we come to our greatest pitfall.
在基督的生活当中，我们常常陷入我们最大的一个陷阱。
That when we study the truth, when we pour into God's word, we get so lost in the details, so lost it to the point that when we study the truth, we just study it for the sake of knowing truth.
当我们研究真理 深入来探寻主话语的时候，我们常常会迷失在一些细节当中，以至于我们就是为了知道真理而来研究这个真理。
We read for the sake of increasing our brain capacity for the Bible.
我们就是想多知道一些圣经上的话语。
And don't get me wrong, these are not bad desires. I mean, these are very, very good desires.
这些愿望，这些愿意多多知道圣经里话语的这个愿望，不是坏的愿望，这是非常非常好的想法。
But again, what is the purpose of the truth if it does not bring us into a deeper reality of Christ?
但是想想看，如果这个真理不能够把我们带到基督的这个实际里面，这个真理又有什么意义呢？
For theology or just simply the study of God achieves its noblest purpose when the theologian falls prostrate before him and worships.
研究神的话叫做神学，那么神学仅仅是在研究神学的这个人愿意屈膝敬畏敬拜神的这个时候，这个研究的目的才，这个研究的最崇高的目的才达到了。
If you recall in the book of Romans,
如果你回顾罗马书，
For the first 11 chapters Paul writes extensively and we'd say the most extensively about the truths of Christian doctrine.
保罗在罗马书的十一个漫长的章节当中写下了最密集的写下了关于基督教的真理。
Some of the densest truths out of all the books of the Bible.
与所有其他的圣经的书卷相比，罗马书是最密集的讲述了基督教的真理。
Truths on original sin, justification by faith, or our co-crucifixion with Christ, or even the salvation of Israel.
这些真理包括人起初的罪，包括因信称义，包括我们与基督耶稣一同钉十字架，甚至包括以色列的最后的救赎。
But unlike many of us, instead of being so caught up in all the minutia, all of Paul's examining led to the culminating response at the end of chapter 11.
保罗在审视了所有的这个神的奥秘之后，他匍匐在神的面前。
Where Paul, the theologian, after surveying all the mysteries of God, could not help but bow in utter worship.
他来到神的面前，不得不匍匐敬拜。
He declares in verse 33 of chapter 11, Oh, the depth of the riches both of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are His judgments and unfathomable His ways!
他在罗马书的第十一章33节说到，深哉神丰富的智慧和知识，他的判断何其难测，他的踪迹何其难寻。
For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen.
第三十五节说到，因为万有都本于他，倚靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。阿们。
So here was a true theologian, a true studier of God, who saw the Lord in the truth.
我们在这里看到保罗他是一个真正的神学家，是一个真正的研究神的人，因为他在真理当中看到了主。
And this is something that is so immensely practical.
这是一件非常非常实际可操作的事情。
For like myself, so often when we open his word, we're just so prone just to read for the sake of reading.
对于我来说，就像我们大家一样，我们打开神话语的时候，很容易我们就陷到一种为了读而读的这个光景里面。
Is to create a a mental checklist and go, okay, I did that in the morning.
好像就是为了这个在我们脑袋里面的这个清单上面把它给划掉。
So no wonder we experience that all familiar stillness when we open the Bible.
难怪我们打开圣经在读的时候，很多时候都会觉得它寡然无味，平淡无奇。
But might we start our quiet time before we pour into the truth, just to pray a very simple but genuine prayer?
但是在我们打开圣经要研读的时候，我们可不可以先有这么样一个非常柔软、非常简单的祷告？
Just to pray in the psalmist's words, Lord, open my eyes to behold wonderful things from your law.
就像诗篇里的诗人他所祷告的那样，求你开我的眼，使我看出你律法的奇妙。
And in that vein to pray, Lord, I want to see you. I want to see you in your word.
也可以祷告说，主啊，我想看到你，我想在你的话语当中看到你。
And so with that heart of diligence to wait on him, to desire to behold him, I assure you that the Lord will not put you to shame.
然后我们怀着一颗等候他的心来瞻仰他，我向你保证，你如果是这样做的话，主绝对不会让你蒙羞。
Now my second and last exhortation uses that last verse, that last phrase, sorry. I am the way. I'm sorry, I am the life.
第二个劝勉就是刚才说到的那个约翰福音第十四章第六节的最后一段，我是生命。
It's quite simple when you read this. I am the life.
很简单，这个地方说到我是生命。
Without Jesus, there's no life.
没有耶稣就没有生命。
There's no reality.
也就没有这个生命的实际。
And this speaks so profoundly to our church life.
这对我们基督徒的生活，对教会的生活有非常非常深远的影响。
It certainly speaks to our personal life, but I think just as much to our church life.
也这个对我们自己个人平日的生活也非常有影响，对我们的教会生活也非常有影响。
And I'll tell you this, because for myself, this is my greatest pitfall.
我来告诉你关于我自己的一件事。
For so often, I go to meetings, and many times, I'll even be the one serving, and I come back so empty, and so disappointed.
我参加很多很多的聚会，有的时候我在那个聚会当中还是需要服侍的。很多时候，我从聚会回来的时候，里面非常的沮丧，非常的空虚。
And I end up muttering to myself, "Man, that Bible study was just not it."
我里面在自言自语的说，这个聚会真的是不行。
And that prayer meeting, it's just so dead.
整个聚会简直是一点生命都感觉不到。
But the Lord had a lesson to teach me.
但是主在这里有一个功课要教我学。
And I remember it came one day a few years ago.
我记得几年前的一天。
During a season when I was going through the motions of church going.
那一段时间我就是这么心不在焉的来聚会。
I remember so vividly the Lord spoke to me as if a light had just shone into the darkness of my heart.
我非常清楚地记得那个时候主向我说话了，感觉就像有一道亮光穿透了我心灵的黑暗。
He said, what are you expecting when you go to a meeting?
主说你来到聚会的时候，你到底在期待什么？
What are you exactly looking for?
你到底在找什么？
Because am I not the one that you should be seeking?
难道我不是那一位你要找的吗？
Should it not be that every time you come into the house of the Lord, that you expect to meet me in my presence?
难道每一次你来到神的家中，不就是要期盼着在我的同在当中遇见我的面吗？
And it hit me like a brick wall.
这句话就像让我感觉就像撞到了一面墙一样。
Because all this time I was going to all these meetings without an expectant heart, just drifting like a piece of driftwood in the current.
因为一直以来我参加各样的聚会并没有带着一颗期盼的心，我就像一颗漂浮在这个就像一段随波逐流的这个木头。
And I was going from meeting to meeting, serving here and serving there, just getting it checked off my to-do list.
我从这个聚会到那个聚会，服侍了这里又服侍那里，反正就是把他们当作清单上面的项目一个一个的勾掉。
And the meetings were just so much a part of my life thatI was just like Martha.
这些聚会就成了我平日生活的常规，我就感觉我自己就像马大一样忙来忙去。
Just like Martha, who was so distracted, I couldn't even recognize the glorious Lord Jesus walk right into my house, right in my midst.
我就像马大一样，是那样的分心，甚至都没有认出那一位来访的满有荣耀的主就在我们的中间。
So how could I experience life if I myself am not longing for the very source of it, the very source of life?
如果我不渴慕这个生命的源头，我到哪里去经历这个生命？
How often we have to remind ourselves, what is itThat our aim is. What is the main thing?
很多时候我们问自己，我们的目标，我们的目的到底是什么？
Is it not to see the very face of Christ?
难道不就是来寻求基督耶稣的面吗？
And if so, then should not our hearts be expectantly waiting right where Mary was, right at his feet, with intense desire to meet him?
如果是那样的话，我们的心岂不就应该是像玛利亚那样，真的是有强烈的这个欲望，有怀着信心去等候他坐在他的脚前吗？
To see him there at the Bible study, even in the dryness of it.
我们应该在查经当中真的是来遇见主，即使这个查经索然无味。
There at the prayer meeting, even though all the prayers seem to be so aimless.
我们要去寻求基督耶稣的面，即使在祷告会上，众人的祷告都是那样子的漫无目的和消沉。
There during the morning message, hearing a speaker that almost always puts you to sleep.
我们也当寻求主基督耶稣的面，即使你去到一个主日的信息，在分享信息的那个人讲的话让你昏昏欲睡。
I'm sure we've been through all that.
我想我们经历了所有的我上面所说的这一些情况。
But if you're willing to be diligent, as our brother Charlie mentioned,In Hebrews, if we have diligence, and we cut through all the veneer of our fleshly thoughts,
如果我们能够像这样子的殷勤来追求主的面，就像我们刚才Charlie弟兄所分享的，我们就能够穿透我们这个肉体表面的所有这些表层的东西。
And with the eyes of faith and hearts of desire.
用信心的眼睛和渴望的心，
You can cut through all that and you can just say, Lord, I want to meet you right here in your house.
我们用信心的眼睛和渴望的心，我们就可以只需要对主说，主啊，我想在你的家里遇见你。
Lord, I want to see you.
主啊，我真的是想见你。
That one thing that Mary chose and held on to, I want to hold on to as well.
不可少的只有一件，那一件玛利亚她握住了，她得着了，我也想得到，我也想这样选择，想这样坚守。
And I tell you, with that simple faith, that promise that he made to Mary, that good part that she chose will not be taken away, he'll assure and promise the same to you as well.
只要有简单的信心，我相信你会与主相遇。他向玛利亚所应许的那上好的那一份，也会向你应许。
He'll satisfy you with his presence.
他以他自己的同在让你的心得到完完全全的满足。
His presence where the fountain of living waters are.
那里有生命的活泉。
Now there are just so many more practical things we can fellowship on, but just for time's sake, I'll just end with this last word.
还有很多这个实际的应用我们可以在这里交通，但是因为时间的缘故，我就以哥林多后面的一句话来作为我的结束。
You could just turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 6, the same verse we read before.
哥林多后书四章第六节是我们刚才所读到的。
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 6, it says, For God who said, Light shall shine out of darkness,is the one who is shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ.
哥林多后书第四章第六节，那吩咐从黑暗里照出来，那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神，已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在基督耶稣的面上。
Light.Of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ.
光，神荣耀的光显在基督耶稣的面上。
Brothers and sisters, has this verse hit you yet?
弟兄姊妹，这一节经文有摸到你的心吗？
It's all in the face of Christ.
一切都在基督的面中。
And I love the words that the apostle uses.Because they're so piercing.
我很喜欢使徒在这个地方使用的言语非常非常的刺入人心。
For he says, the face of Christ.
他说到的是基督耶稣的面。
Not the teaching of Christ.
不是基督耶稣的教导。
Or even the person of Christ.
也不是说基督耶稣这个人。
The face.Jesus Christ.
而是说到基督耶稣的面。
When you want to know someone, you cannot get more intensely personal and intimate than knowing the face of someone.
当你想要了解认识一个人的时候，最有效的一种方法，最能让你记住他的，就是来认识、记住这个人的面。
And here we see.That all light, all knowledge, all the wisdom, and all the treasures of knowledge, and all the glory of God is in the face of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们在这里看到一切智慧知识神一切的荣耀所有所有的都包含在基督耶稣的面这当中。
And that face God has chosen to reveal in our hearts.
那一个面，主基督耶稣定义要向我们来显明。
Not a reflection of it.
并不是只是一个影子，一个反射。
Not a replica, not a representation.
也不是一个代表，也不是一个复制品。
His very face.
是他的那一张真实的基督耶稣的脸，基督耶稣的面。
God has chosen to shine, to make known to our hearts.
主已经定义他的面要在我们每一个人的心里来显明。
So knowing thus, dare we look for anything?
当我们知道这一点之后，我们还想寻找什么别的吗？
Should this not be our one and only sole pursuit of our life?
难道这不是应当是我们生命当中唯一的所需要追求的吗？
To know more of this precious Lord Christ.
来更多的认识这一位基督。
To know that in every moment of every day, there's an invitation waiting for us.
让我们知道每一天的每一时刻都有一个这样子的邀请的声音从他而来。
To hear his voice.
听到他的声音。
And if we're able to hear it, if we're able to cut through all the motions, to cut through all of Christianity.
如果我们能够听见主耶稣的声音，让我们抛开所有的宗教的东西。
If we're able to cut through all the noise and all the hustle and bustle of Christian life.
抛开所有的噪音，抛开我们平日生活当中的繁杂。
And you'll be able to hear a still small voice.
你就能够听到这个非常微小的声音。
Maybe sitting at your usual seat in church right now.
也许就像现在你坐在教会当中你素常所坐的位置上。
Or at home by your desk with your Bible on the lap.
或者你坐在家中膝盖上放个打开的圣经。
Or at one of those corporate prayer meetings.
或者你在团体的祷告会中。
Or even wrestling through one of the fiercest nights of temptation.
或者你在经历一夜的这个激烈的里面的这个征战试探。
Wherever you are, if we're diligent enough, you'll hear his voice.
无论你在哪里，只要你殷勤的去寻求，你会听到这个声音。
Seek my face.
寻求我的面。
Seek my beautiful face.
我荣美的面。
My glorious, all-consuming face.
我荣耀的殚精竭虑的面。
For I am everything you need.
因为我是你所需要的一切。
I am the way.
我是道路。
I am the truth.
我是真理。
I am the life.
我是生命。
I'm everything.
我是所有的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
if you can hear that,
如果你能够听到这样子的声音,
then echo with the heart of David.
那么就让我们以大卫的心来回应。
Your face, O Lord, I will seek.
主你的面,我正要寻求。
Let's just end our time with prayer.
我们以祷告来结束。
Lord, how much we just confess how much we've made it not about you.
主，我们在这里实在是要来向你承认，我们真的是有很多事情没有定睛在你的上面。
How much we missed the main thing.
我们实在是没有关注那唯一不可少的。
But show us your face.
主，求你向我们扬脸。
Give us an attraction to it.
主，你自己来吸引我们。
See just a glimpse of the beauty of Christ.
主啊，我们真的愿意，即使是只有你荣耀面的那一撇，我们真的愿意看见。
And it will be enough.
就是那一撇，我们也会心满意足。
Lord, as a church, we just want to tell you, Lord, we seek your face.
主，我们向你说，我们 愿来寻求你的面。
In your precious name we pray.
我们祷告是奉你宝贵的名。 Amen.
Amen.